The Edgewood Mustangs and J.B. Neal are 22-5 and headed to the regional championships at Greencastle coming up on Saturday. Coach, your first sectional championship, 22 wins. It's been a great year, but it's not over yet.
Yeah, it's been a real special year for these kids. You know, with we was able to win the Wabash Valley Classic here, you know, and then our conference and then the sectional kind of topped it off. You know, we talk as a team. We were able to make the sweep this year.
And having the first 20-win season at Edgewood since, I believe, 2007, 2008, is that a big deal to your kids, or do they have bigger dreams to dream about?
I don't know. We've not really talked about that. We always just kind of, the goal that's in front of us, you know, whether it's the first financial Wabash Valley or the conference or the sectional, that's kind of what we focus on and just take game by game. And you know, when it all ends and the dust settles, we'll probably talk about how many we tallied up. But for now, we really don't talk about that.
You knew you had a good team to start the season. Was the Wabash Valley the kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Did that reinforce the belief among your team that, hey, we've got something special here?
Well, I thought the game, Sullivan game before the Wabash Valley, I've seen us defensively start to apply stuff that I've been trying to get kids to apply. And from then on, we really took off. And I thought defensively we've been very solid from that point on.
What do you think caused that light switch to flip? You've got some seniors, you've got some younger kids as well. Who was the leader that pointed the defense in the right direction?
Well, I don't know if they just got tired of me harping on it and doing those breakdown drills in practice every day. I think that had a little to do with it. Hey, let's just finally give in and do what he's asking us to do. But I think just a group effort. I mean, I got a bunch of selfless guys that, you know, they focus on winning, and, you know, that's the only thing that matters to them. So I think that makes it easy to play good team defense and just kind of by committee. Everybody just got on board and things started clicking for us and, you know, here we are.
Most special teams do it at both ends of the floor, so let's not forget about the offense. Senior Chayton Howard has really carried the scoring load all year. You've had a great freshman season from Trevor Taylor, the point guard Joe Keita. We could go on and down your roster. It's a great roster, balanced offensively and defensively. Has that been the key to part of that 22 wins as well?
Yes. You know, you can't compliment Chayton Howard enough. I mean, he stepped up, you know, in the Wabash Valley. He's obviously MVP, and he was a beast in our sectional. You know, 25 the first night, 29 the second, and then 15, and he didn't play the last 4 or 5 minutes in the championship game. You know, he's really separated himself as far as, you know, he's a senior playing with urgency. But I think what our guys do best is we've got a bunch of role player guys that, you know, hey, if somebody needs to step up one night, they do. And, you know, whether you're starter or not, we've got guys coming off the bench that are giving us something positive every time. You know, so that's been a big key to our success.
And how good has Cam Bannister been on the rebounding side of things, the defensive side of things? You missed him there late in the season, and I think you saw his value there even more stick out.
Yeah, you know, Cam, he does a lot of stuff that doesn't make the stat sheets or get noticed or applauded for, but he always guards the other team's best player. You know, he's really picked up his rebounding, and he's had some games where he scored for us. You know, very good at driving the basketball, and he's just very athletic and long. So, yeah, we have to utilize him, and whenever he's playing well, we're usually playing well as a team.
And now let's talk about the fun stuff, regional basketball. Your opponent, the Lebanon Tigers, what do you know about the folks up there from, what is that, Boone County? And the second game of the regional at Greencastle coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, just watching some film there on Lebanon. You know, they're long, athletic. They kind of mirror us, really, physically. Luckily, they don't have a 6'8" guy or anything like that. But you know, they play a good pack line defense. You know, they try to slow it down. I think they're averaging close to 50 a game. So a little different style than ours. But you know, hey, we'll have a game plan to be ready.
And I don't want to look ahead, but you've got some powerhouses in the other side of the bracket as well. You're one of the powerhouses in this regional bracket, but Danville and Indianapolis Attucks, they've got some things that'll concern you if you play in the championship game on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's about like having the Lakers and Celtics on the other side there waiting on you. Yeah, very, very good basketball team. So, you know, we're going to try to take care of business first in that the morning game, and then as we move forward there, we'll have time in between games to come up with a game plan. And that's where the Wabash Valley, I think, comes into play. Our kids, they're very adaptable. you know, give us a couple hours, an hour to walk through some stuff, and they can apply it on the floor. So that'll be crucial, you know, if we get the opportunity to play in that night game.